I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. The city of Hartford's in the midst of another search for a school superintendent, and it's down to two finalists. But Mayor Luke Bronin recently floated the idea of another person at the last minute, and the move concerned at least one board member. A search committee was nearing the end of a long process to find a new school's chief when Bronin pulled an unorthodox move. He invited some of the members of the Board of Education to his house to meet a person who hadn't applied for the job.
I invited members of the Board of Education to meet with a nationally recognized educator who had a lengthy tenure and made some dramatic improvements as a superintendent of an urban school district with challenges similar to those we face in Hartford.
Bronin didn't invite everyone on the board to the meetings. Those who did join came in groups small enough to avoid a quorum of the board, to avoid convening a public meeting. The mayor wouldn't name the person, but sources identified him as Harvard professor and former Baltimore superintendent Andres Alonzo. Neither he nor the board were interested in moving forward, apparently, but it begs the question of why would the mayor, at the tail end of a process, throw a variable into the mix?
I think any educator would agree and understand that if you are in the middle of a superintendent selection process and you come across a candidate who's done it before, who's turned around an urban school district, then you got an obligation to at least have a conversation. But I am very proud of the two finalists that we have, and I look forward to working with them.
Board member Robert Cotto wasn't one of those invited to the private meetings. He says the mayor's move could undermine confidence in the two finalists for the job and the independence of the board itself.
To add in someone else this late in the game is really, just not respectful of people's time and the whole process that they went through.
In a statement, Board Chairman Richard Waring said Hartford's next superintendent will be one of its two current finalists, Acting Superintendent Leslie Torres Rodriguez and Timothy Sullivan, a former principal who now works for the Capital Region Education Council. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.